Hollywood likes to think of itself as the place where movies are made, but every year India puts out almost twice as many movies, and the nation of more than 1 billion people prefers its own films to Hollywood productions. Hoping to capture some of that lucrative market, Hollywood studios are trying something new, making Hindi language films. NPR's Laura Seidel has the second part of our series on India's rise as a cultural player.
Indians have two national obsessions, cricket and movies. Going to a movie is a major family outing. On this Friday night, there is a live three-man band in black suits and ties in the lobby of the multiplex. Theater seats are assigned. There are gourmet sandwiches and samosas along with the popcorn. Movies have intermissions. Theater manager Arun Hatia says sometimes they even have contests.
We try and give people, you know, something more than just watching a movie. If it's movie related, you could, you know, participate or, you know, act like an actor and maybe dance like him and maybe win prizes.
India's own film business is so big and so successful that some people call it Bollywood. Hollywood wants a piece of those 1 billion Indians who love to go to the movies. At first, the studios tried a strategy that has worked in almost every other country, dubbing Hollywood blockbusters into the local language. But that only brought limited success, says Uday Singh, the managing director of Sony Pictures in India.
Culturally, India is much more connected with our own movies and our own stars, much like our food. Here, 95% of the business is local films, so if you want to be a meaningful player of any sort, you have to participate in that big chunk of business.
That's why Sony became the first major Hollywood studio to produce a Hindi-language film. They chose a script called Savariya, or Beloved, a romantic tale based on Fyodor Dostoevsky's short story White Nights. Back in New York, Sony executives like Deborah Schindler loved it.
I think that it's a magical vision. It is a fabulously romantic, passionate tale of youngsters finding true love.
The movie was shot on studio sets in India that evoked an aqua and blue version of Venice or St. Petersburg with dark canals and low-lying bridges. The sets call to mind the glamour of 1940s and 1950s Hollywood, and the movie even had a lovesick actor singing in the rain. Sony put all its corporate muscle behind the movie. There were promotions on Sony-owned TV stations, billboards, and the title song was all over the radio. When Sony first asked director Sanjay Leela Bhansali to work for them, he hesitated a little. He worried that a big Hollywood studio would try and dominate him creatively.
Well, I thought a multinational giant would come and overpower a filmmaker in India, and I thought, you know, they would have the do's and don'ts and rules and regulations and this and that. Yes, they had all those do's and don'ts or whatever, but it was always done with such simplicity and such niceness.
Sony planned to open Savariya on Diwali weekend, a holiday which, like Christmas, is a big movie-going time. Unfortunately, it wasn't big enough for two major movies. On the same weekend, one of India's biggest stars premiered in Om Shanti Om. Shah Rukh Khan is to Hindi film as Brad Pitt is to Hollywood. All over the country, everyone was talking about billboards with Khan in an open shirt revealing his newly acquired six-pack abs. And the title song from Om Shanti Om was just as big a hit as Savariya. Om Shanti Om had more than 30 major Indian stars. It was a send-up of the last 30 years of Hindi film and was what Indians call a masala movie. It had a little bit of everything. Comedy, tragedy, drama, music, reincarnation, love. It had all the elements of a Hollywood blockbuster like Pirates of the Caribbean. Sony's first foray into the Indian market, the arty, literary, Bergman-esque Savariya, was hardly a match for it at the box office. The Indian media went to town.
Hello and welcome to this special show on Savariya versus Om Shanti Om.
It became a competition worthy of two world-class boxers.
Two big films releasing on the same day, and this type of rivalry was quite unprecedented.
Kamal Nahata, editor of the Film Street Journal in Mumbai.
Unfortunately for Sony, critics like Nahata didn't care for their movie.
It's a debacle, it's a bomb, it's a disaster.
Nahata thinks Sony didn't do their homework.
Sony stepped into territory which it doesn't understand, and they did not think it fit to take the opinion of people who understand, because they wouldn't have made this mistake otherwise.
Audiences did come out in record numbers for both films on opening weekend, but as the reviews poured in, ticket sales tapered off for Sony's movie and kept rising for Om Shanti Om. Megastar Shah Rukh Khan suggested that seeing his film was a way to fight against the Hollywood giant trying to take over the Indian film industry. Sony's experience is a cautionary tale for all the other Hollywood studios eyeing the Indian film market: Warner Brothers, Fox, Viacom, and Disney.
Oh, Romeo, 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 Romeo.
Yash Raj Films Screen Test.
Disney will release its first animated feature for the Indian market, Roadside Romeo, this summer. The first promo is already out with the lead character, a dog named Romeo, trying out for a part in a movie.
Hey.
Kya naam hai aapka?
Romeo.
Ye kaisa naam hai?
Well, it's cool, like me.
Disney's strategy is different from Sony's. Disney is internationally known for its animation. Animated features are new to India. Disney partnered with one of India's most well-known studios, Yash Raj Films, CEO Sanjeev Kohli.
Now, when we go to animation, that is an area that we don't have expertise in. We felt the need, and it would be bring a lot of value to the product if we tied up with the world's leader in that area. And there's no better name than Disney at all.
PricewaterhouseCoopers predicts that India's film industry will more than double in size over the next 4 years, from just over $2 billion to close to $4.5 billion. With numbers like that, it's no surprise that all the big American studios want a piece of the Indian market. Despite Sony's rough entrance, Film Street Journal editor Kamal Nahata actually wants them to keep trying.
I just hope that this one bad experience doesn't put off Sony or other studios. Of course, anybody who's investing in Bollywood is great news for Bollywood, so it is a good thing.
Sony's executives say they plan on making more movies in India. And there is even a sense that one of these days, movies from India may become as much of a force in the world as Hollywood pictures. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Tomorrow we hear about a new venture aiming to bring characters from traditional Indian stories into American movies. Zamane se chura ke le jaye.